to say. Well, I'll stay here.
Okay, so just before talking about the standard itself, I think it's worth. Thank you. It's worth to talk about the process that gives a standard its value. First, the BNQ. Here's a slide that shows you where we are worldwide, where we stand. We all go top down, could go bottom up, or from middle up and down. But anyway, let's start at the top. The standard development activity worldwide is coordinated by the ISO, the organization, International Organization for Standardization. As you know well, ISO develop standards such as IS 9000, 14000, 26000 on sustainable development, and many other thousands of standards on very fundamental things such as mechanical items, use of hydrogen. So they develop many standards which are not well known. ISO has over 200 member bodies, each of which is a representative for a country. In Canada, representation is assured by the Standards Council of Canada. In Canada, the SCC coordinates the development of a standard, and it accredits four organizations to do so. The BNQ is one of them, CSA, Canadian Standard Association, ULC, and CGSB. So BNQ is one of the four organizations accredited in Canada to develop standard. We develop, like Roger just mentioned, the standard, the Healthy Enterprise Standard, which bears the number BNQ 9700-800. What gives the value to a standard is the process that we follow to develop it. It's based on the consensus of a balanced and representative tripartite committee. I will say a little more about that later. And we all follow at BNQ as well as any other standard organization around the world. All the same rules which are based on the ISO guide 59, which assure that the consensus will be respected and that it will be developed by a balanced committee. There are a few common steps that are always followed. First, we develop a preliminary document which is based on the available literature and publicly available material, and also with the collaboration of experts. In that case, I developed the first draft with Mario Messier, which is a medical doctor and technical director at the GP2S. Second, we submit the preliminary document to the study of the committee itself. In that case, the committee was composed of 11 persons coming from the industry, the users, unions, and experts. After many months of meetings and study and revisions, we then came up with a pretty well-complete version of the standard, which we submitted to a public inquiry, which must last for 60 days, where everybody is invited to comment it, to have a look at it, to propose modification to it. Then we come back with a committee to revise it, and finally formalize the agreement of the committee with a vote, and finally we publish it, which we did in February 2008. I told you about the committee itself, which is important. When we are setting up a committee, we are looking for a balanced representation of all the interests at stake, or as many as possible, with a group between 10 and 15 people. And also we're trying to gather around the table as broad a knowledge base as possible, as much expertise as possible from many horizons. So In that case, in the case of a health enterprise, we got a representative from Alcoa, which is a large manufacturing industry, Radio Canada, which is a CBC, which is a service enterprise, Canada-wide, Desjardins, financial security, and also a representative from a group of small and medium enterprise, representing the interests of these enterprise for improving health in their own business. We also had three representatives from employee and users, one from a union, and two, it's always difficult to have the voice of the final user, so we relied on two consultants, which were Medial and Intelligence Santé, which are having activities toward either assisting employees in OSH-related cases, or in the case of Intelligence Santé, in implementing health-related initiatives in enterprise. And finally, we had a third group, which we call general interest. In fact, we are we find in this group representatives from experts, such as Watson Wyatt Canada, in that case. From the research community, we have one person by the name of Michel Vizna. Maybe some of you know him. He's with the Quebec National Institute for Public Health. One from the academic community, University of Sherbrooke, and, of course, the technical director of GP2S. So what we end up with was a standard which was articulated around five steps, which are pretty common. If you look at them, you will recognize structure which is similar to many management systems, either for quality environment, but we didn't start with these. With this standard, we really ended up with this structure after looking for significant activities that may have an impact on health in the workplace. So these components are, first, a commitment by the senior management at the highest level to provide direction and resources to the activity to come, and also asking them for a policy stating clearly their commitment to improving health and wellness in their own workplace and make it visible by displaying the policy everywhere in the business. Second, set up a health and wellness committee. So this may be an extension of the OSH committee or a standalone health and wellness committee. This is the first step for planning and implementing the actions to come. Third, before finding solution, we have to identify the problem right. So the standards specify a data collection to assess the actual situation and the needs of the employees and identify the key area of concerns. Fourth, develop an implementation plan based on the results from the data collection and the desired outcomes that the corporation wants to achieve. It has to be focused on four key areas of activity that I will talk on the next slide. And finally, there is an evaluation step where we have to measure the outcome of the actions that were taken and communicate these outcomes to the management, of course, and also to the employees so that everybody knows, well, what I did so far, what was the outcome of that, and to encourage everybody to keep on going, to sustain keep these actions in place and improve them or modify them in the years to come. The standard is focused around four areas, four key areas of activity, which are recognized to have a significant impact when taken together on health and wellness in the workplace. These are employee living habits, like raising awareness of the employees for good having good 30 seconds, wow. Good eating habits, physical activity, stop smoking, work-life balance, like implementing flexible working hours, which are pretty common now, encouraging family leave and gradual return to work, workplace environment, working on the programs regarding, for example, noise control, ergonomics, but also building sport and sanitary facilities, and management practices, namely training managers and supporting and in assessing mental health problems, for example. So we also the standard specify two levels of commitment, which we call LT Enterprise and LT Enterprise Elite. The reason for that was that not all enterprises were ready to commit themselves to the same level, to commit the same amount of resources. But both of them are really significant. We make sure that both levels were having a significant impact on health. Certification. Some enterprises wanted to be recognized for their commitment to their employees' health, to improving their employees' health and maintaining it over the years. So we...
Ça va, continue.
Yeah?
Ça va bien.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Ça va, ça va. You're doing well.
Okay. So the reason for that was that they wanted to be either recognized to the eyes of their own employees before their customers, either individual or institutional, before governments. Well, we put in place a certification program. Mm-hmm. I will let you continue with this this slide, as you may have some messages to pass.
Well, we think it's important indeed to have that kind of certification in order to have these people be recognized on the labor market. This is the essential of the idea. But we could be short on time, so I would go to the next acetate with you.
So I'll finish with this one. This is the one that I was expecting. So the certification program, we launched this certification program in March 2009. And so far we already have four enterprises that are certified in different fields. One is Pfizer Canada, so it's a very large pharmaceutical company. We have some other in the manufacturing company, small consultants. So we are really getting results in the type of organization and enterprise that we were aiming at when developing the standard. The program itself is based, again, on rules that are recognized internationally, based on these two documents from ISO, and which leads to a very sound process for certification, which is based on first a document review and then followed by an on-site audit. Like many organizations that are certified against ISO 9000, 14000, or any other program, this process is familiar to them, and this is the one that we are following because it has been proven over the years. It's credible, it's rigorous, and it's reliable.
And I would add, maybe avec la prochaine. Okay. I would add only that the fact that the evolution is quite interesting right now. We have more than 300 organizations that have requested the standards documents since March 2009. These four enterprises already are certified, as you said. We have two others that could be certified within a month or so. and 50 to 75 that are probably right now implementing the process. It's an estimate, but from the various information we had up to now, we know there's between 50 and 75. And 300 will soon get a hold of the accompanying document. More and more information requests are targeted to GPDOS and the BNQ, so it's quite interesting. And we're working for have a market that is very interested by the standard, and we will work to have more and more interest generated in the market, and also at the same time to produce methodological innovation that could help enterprise to get better and better as far as health is concerned. Voilà.
Thank you, Roger and Daniel. Now, Mr. Simonato.